today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I'm up with people.
All right, I see a sign over here, by the way, I want to mention as we get into this next episode. Drink Maryland.
Drink Maryland.
That? Is that drink? There's no comma there, so what am I supposed to
drink the whole
that?
State.
Just drink the state of
drink
Maryland.
Drink the entire state in. Yes.
They could have used a copy editor there. I think it's supposed to be drink Maryland, right? All right. Oh, wait. Here's Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Our fantastic bartender. She's a wonderful person, and we should all treat her really well and tip her well. Oh, there's somebody else behind the bar, too, now. Grace and
Kelly.
All
right, Grace. Take care of Grace back there, guys. Yeah.
All right, it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And here we are at Suburbs Fest in Rockville, Maryland. And tonight we're going to listen to Frank Muffin and the Half Smokes. And right now we're recording with friends of the show and one of the greatest friends of the show.
Yep.
Mike Wagner. Hello, Mike.
Hello,
Mike.
Thank you.
Mike has composed some theme music for many parts of our podcast,
right,
which we greatly appreciate. So, Mike, thank you once again.
The Buttnook theme song is one of the crowning achievements of my life.
There's
like the book, the theme song, Birth of Children.
Blank First Home, all those things. Yeah.
It's one of the greatest things ever.
I've got priorities.
Get married.
I've got priorities. Come on, dude. I came up with the music and Patrick did the... He put the...
sort of...
Cherry on top.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the spice.
No, I was saying you came up here from Houston.
Yes. Oh, I thought you did the music. I can't hear. My hearing's shot.
Okay. Well, that's good for the podcast.
It's good. It's important for being a musician. You can't hear anything.
That's right.
All right. Let's just get to the timer here.
You think that's bad? Cheers, sounds fine to me.
What would you like to talk about as I set the timer for 10 minutes?
I think a good topic would be why 1997 is the greatest year in music. Another bollocks that Stephen Routledge thinks. No, I'm kidding. But I have a suggestion for the last episode of the day.
Okay.
Everybody comes up here and does a Stephen Routledge impersonation. It'll just be a never-ending stream of Stephen Routledge impersonations.
All right, let's hear yours.
Mike, did you see Willie and the urinals?
He gave it a thumbs down.
Thumbs down from the panel.
Okay, the topic I had was songs or albums that like you initially heard and you were like, oh, that's not very good. And then as time went on, you're like, oh my God, that is like, and it became like, not just you like it, but it's like, it became like really, really important to you. Which actually, I reverse engineered this question.
Okay, go ahead. You go first. These are always hard questions to be put, to think of in the moment. So go on.
You're right. But I think the classic one is Exile on Main Street.
Oh, okay.
Right, because like I don't know about some people. Like the first time I heard it, it's like, because I was like really into the Stones, and somebody says, "Oh, you got to listen to Exile on Main Street." Because I was like into the '60s Stones, and you know, you have all the hits and stuff.
Yeah,
right.
And somebody says, "Oh, you listen to Exile on Main Street," and I listened to it. I was like, "This isn't very like. Why does everybody love this album?" I did not get it. And then I don't know how long it took me, but it was like, you know, at least a couple of months or a year or something. And I went back and listened. It was like, oh my God. But you know that moment where you're like, like I missed everything, right?
Whoops.
Which happens a lot in our lives.
Absolutely, it does.
And even when they did the reissue a couple of years, what was it, 2012, I think it was the whatever the anniversary was. And then they had, what was the song they released? My Soul.
Plundered My Soul. Plundered My Soul, okay. Which is so good.
Yeah, and but even then, I listened to it and I was like, okay, I can see why they left it off. And then it was like,
no.
Oh wow.
It's great.
It's great.
That is like one of the best Stone songs ever. Like every year on my Spotify list, it's like way up there because I still play it over. Like I'll be like, repeat.
Yeah.
No, when I heard that from that reissue, I was like, this is a song they left off the record, which for almost any other band would be like their best song they ever wrote.
I would, you know? I would be like, if I wrote that song, I'd be like, oh my God, I win. Yeah. Like that might even be better than the Book Nook theme song.
No. So, well, let's not get crazy here. But yeah.
There is that.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I don't know. Do you got something?
Yeah.
I've got to think here.
It's Kid A by Radiohead.
Hmm.
And because I loved OK Computer so much, right? It was such a perfect record that I was kind of initially put off by Kid A and I didn't like it. And I was like, well, this is no good. Like, that's it. They've hit their peak. And, you know, now they're getting too experimental and they're going to go downhill and it's going to turn into, you know, prog rock or Gentle Giant or something like that. It's going to be bad. But then, of course, over time,
it began to reveal my
and certainly I was like, Jesus, what was I thinking?
I know.
Like, when this record came out, I should have loved it more than OK Computer, perhaps, right? It may be even better. It's hard to say, but I think it was like the combination of being so affectionate about one record and then wanting the other one to, well, how do you follow it up, I guess? You know, how do you even follow up OK Computer? And then I don't know what it is about my personality, but initially it was just like, no, you know, it's no good. So and I did try. It wasn't like I listened to three songs and didn't finish it, but I tried to listen to it, but it just didn't do it, you know?
Does it happen a lot to you guys, like, where you, like, listen to something and you're like, and then later you're like, oh, my God, that's great? Because usually it's more like you listen to it the first time and you're all excited for something to come out and you're like, you're really trying to like it.
Right.
And it's like, oh, it's not hitting, right? You know what I mean? And
yeah.
You're like, and it just kind of, you almost try to force yourself to like it, yep. And you don't, right? That happens quite a lot, right? I think sometimes. Yep.
I'm trying to think of like artists that I initially was kind of cool on and became bigger fan of, right? Without necessarily a specific album, one that definitely comes to mind is Nick Cave. Mm-hmm. Like initially, when I was younger and I first heard Nick Cave, I didn't quite get him, but like now I like really love his stuff a lot,
right.
You know, but that was more of a matter of maybe I just wasn't ready for it in
yep.
some way.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I can understand
like
that. Yep.
Like that. And now it's like, it feels like what, like now when I listen to stuff, I'd be like, what was I missing before? Like, what was the thing? I don't, you know, cause it just seems so natural now to love that stuff. But I'll tell you one that is near and dear to your heart, Mike Wagner. And I think I've mentioned this before in the podcast. A band that I kind of hated for a long time and now I love is Fleetwood Mac.
Really?
Yes. When I was growing up, I just thought like Fleetwood Mac is like it's top 40
pop. I know what you mean.
It felt like music, it was aimed at like my parents, not at me, you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like it felt like soft rock kind
there,
of thing,
there,
you know what I mean?
Is there a particular album song that like turned you?
Yes, I think the issue was that when I like really was starting to get into music, they were past those first two Buckingham Nicks albums,
right?
I mean, you heard them on the radio, but they were sort of past that. They were into like the Mirage era and stuff like that.
Right.
Oh,
it felt
yeah.
like really AM radio, soft rock kind of stuff, and I was just like, who would listen to this? Now I love those records, by the way, even
right.
those. But like but then to go back and listen to the first two from the 70s, right? The Fleetwood Mac and the Rumors. I was like, holy, like what?
Yeah.
How did I whiff on this? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you ever
so
go
good.
Back and listen to Tusk?
Oh, I love Tusk.
Okay.
Now I love Tusk.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I mean, you remember we did that one episode ages ago.
That was amazing.
Yes.
Because that's like my favorite.
I'm all in now. And I even love the, like the 80s stuff. Like I appreciate the pop sensibilities of it and sort of the that it's more complex than I even gave it thought for at the time. You know what I mean? But that was a band I totally turned around on. I would have
that's a really
thought
I think
nothing about them.
I think that's like there's a lot
ago,
of people because
ago.
In the 70s or like and growing up they were like so ubiquitous, right? I mean it was just everywhere on the radio and they you know and we were growing up on classic rock they played Dreams over and over and over and over
right.
again. And kind of like, but then when you dig into those albums, like
it's so good,
or even when you just take them for like what they were and you're like listen to like how well they're crafted
yes.
and how well they're
well,
made, you're just like. And the playing.
To the point now where actually I think I hear a lot of like modern indie rock where I feel is based upon those Fleetwood Mac records in some way, don't you think?
In particular, Tusk.
Yeah.
Because he purposely tried to make it where it's not Fleetwood Mac.
I mean, listen
right.
to like
right.
Soccer Mommy or something like that. Like, you're like, she must have listened to Fleetwood
yep.
Mac. You know what
yep.
I mean? Stuff like that. So anyway,
this is a really interesting topic, but I want to say too that your point about that notion that we get that you want to like something, right? It's a very curious kind of notion where you really are forcing yourself to try.
Oh, I really know. Everybody else likes this, and I want to like it.
Give myself reasons that I like this, right? It's such an unusual.
Or like when a band releases an album and you're really waiting for it.
Yep.
I mean, the opposite of what you have with Kid A and OK Computer, right? It's like you really...
Totally waiting for Kid A, like,
And you don't like it, and it never comes around.
Right.
I mean, you're just like...
That happens too, yeah.
That happens too.
I have those, but we won't mention that right now.
Yeah. No.
I'll tell you a particular song that I did the biggest 180 on ever, right? Is this song called Highly Suspicious by My Morning Jacket.
Oh, really?
Where the first time I heard it, I was like, this is total crap. How would they put this on a record? It's terrible.
Yep.
It's awful. And after I listened to it a few more times, I'm like, this may be the greatest song ever. it was that big of a turnaround. I'm now to the point, like, listen to Highly Suspicious. You won't get it the first few times, but after you listen to it enough, you'll be like, this is awesome.
Right.
Awesome
right.
song. Right. Anyway. All right, it just went off. And,
excellent. Thank you, guys.
We're going to move on here.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks,
great
Mike.
Topic.
Thanks for all you do. We had a great time last night.
Amazing. Last night, huh?
My wife said, wow, Jim's a really good singer.
I don't know about that, but I appreciate it.
She said it.
It's because of you. You support me. You lift me up. All right.
I'm up with people, Jim.
You get to pick something, and you have to answer a random question.
Well, we got Chad. We got Carole King. We've got Anthony and the Johnsons, Red, White, and Crew, the Archaics, and Julie Ocean.
I don't have a CD player or a record player.
Oh, boy. Well, what about a cassette player?
I don't have one of those either. Yeah.
All right.
I totally gave into the dark side and went streaming.
All right. Okay.
Do you have the ability to answer a question?
Barely.
Okay. Pick a number between 1 and 20.
17.
Oh, boy. Okay. I got to go all the way down here. 17. Okay. All right. Here we go. Your question, Mike Wagner. How do you take your coffee? Is it with a bunch of crap in it or black the way it was intended?
Crap.
Leading right. Grouse.
Little cream.
All right.
Oh, all right.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, we'll accept that.
Okay.
That's a problem.
I'm not completely cool. I just
all right.
I'm still on the outside. I like kicked out
the Black Coffee Club.
Yeah.
All right. All right, very good. Mike Wagner, everybody. It's Rockin' the Suburbs here at Suburbs Fest. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you all later.
Bye, everybody. This is Stephen Ravitch.